use the word potato. Like I said, I'm going to plant some potatoes. Would you know which kind of potatoes, or would you have to ask him, well, you're going to plant sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes?
Well, if he's going to plant sweet potato, he'll plant that from a draw bed. If they're going to plant white potato, they buy the potato and cut it and then plant it.
Now, what's a draw bed?
You put the whole sweet potato down in the ground, and a round place, and then you take it when they come up and get a size, you take it and pull it out and put it on a row.
Have any names for liquor that illegal tax hasn't been paid on it?
They call it White Lightning, a non-taxpayer whiskey.
And ever have any particular name if you know it's bad?
See, I wouldn't know the bad one from the good one.
What do you call the kind of stuff that you put over pancakes? Sweet stuff.
Syrup.
And would you call it something different if it was real thick?
All I know is because you make you see, you could get Georgia cane syrup, Alica syrup, that's Georgia, or you could get maple syrup. But when you get molasses, you get that to make baked beans with, or make gingerbread with.
Now, you would never put molasses over
no
pancakes or anything. What about the kind of spread that'd be made out of fruit that you might spread over biscuits?
Jelly.
Any other kind of thing like that?
Is grape jelly, is apple jelly, is pineapple. Or you could have some kind of preserve. You put a peach or plum or pear.
What would be the difference in jelly and preserves?
Preserve is like you preserve the grape. You cook the whole grape. And just take out the seed. Jelly is doesn't have nothing. You just cook the juice of the grape with the sugar.
If there's a bowl of fruit, apples and peaches, and somebody offers you a peach, you might say no thanks. Give me
apple or orange.
And if you're talking about say there's two groups of boys out in the schoolyard or something, and you're identifying one of those groups, you say, well, it wasn't these boys, it was...
It wasn't these boys, it was the others.
If somebody came here asking for someone, and you might say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
Over there.
And what if he lives farther down the road?
Well, he lived maybe the second or the third house.
And if you saw somebody doing something, and you thought maybe that was the hard way to do it, you knew an easier way to do it, you might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And suppose after you show him, he keeps right on doing it the way he was doing it. You'd say, he's what kind of person?
He's hard-headed.